There's good penalties and bad penalties and unlucky ones. You know, sometimes you're a bit unlucky. You're in a fight at a breakdown and a referee deems you. But there's a couple of stupid ones that are down to just bad decisions from the players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
You're listening to OTB's Breakfast Bite. Yeah!
So the England Rugby Club Shop have started selling jerseys with names on the back of jerseys. And I mean, that is a surefire thing. Like, there's nothing more exciting as a kid buying a jersey with your favourite player on the back.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You ask the question, is it the only way? Obviously, it's not the only way, but it's clearly a way that works for every other, like, increasing individualization of the world, the atomization of human society. It's like, well, maybe we should just pile in here, lads. Yeah, oh, no, sorry. Sorry. I couldn't possibly do that.
Yeah. It is just kind of aping, I suppose.
The most successful, you know, learning from other people's. You say aping. You're framing this as like a, should we not learn from other people?
I quite like it. I quite like not having the names on the back. I know that's kind of silly, but I don't like, I don't always think tradition has to be compromised for commercial.
Like Maradona,
but it's not commercial.
Maradona's beautiful number 10 jersey doesn't need his name on the back.
No, I don't mean football, funnily enough. I mean rugby.
But what
it
about
is commercial.
GAA?
It's a commercial. Yeah, definitely not for GAA.
No names on the back of the jerseys?
Definitely not.
I was actually, especially
in hurling.
Definitely not.
Oh, no.
I was about to say it, but I understood the backlash beforehand. It was like, they should do the same in GAA. And, sorry to literally say what you're saying, hurling, it's like, no one knows these players. Like,
you do. People don't care to know.
That's not true.
They do.
It's very difficult.
It's not that difficult.
It is.
It's really not.
It is. It's really difficult. They're wearing helmets. They take a helmet off and you're like, which one are you again?
Okay, like, again, I don't think if hurlers all of a sudden, like, there was a long time there where there was no helmets, and it wasn't like hurling was absolutely kind of spread across the whole thing of the country.
There was no internet when the lads didn't have helmets.
It was up until the 2000s till the helmets came in.
Yeah.
Social
media is invented in 2009. The iPhone is 2006.
Right, so how does it work for Gaelic football? You go through that all-star team from the 15. How many of those 15 do you think the whole country would recognise?
Well, way more than the hurlers. Like,
I
way more.
Would not guarantee that at all. More people know Shane O'Donnell than know Barry McCambridge.
Okay, you've picked the most famous hurler.
Well, that's the point we're making.
Like
the most famous people in their sport. That's what we're talking about.
He was nominee for Footballer of the Year, to be fair.
People wouldn't know him.
This year, first year.
Yeah. Paul Conroy. Yeah. How many people would
know?
A lot of people would know Paul Conroy.
As opposed to Tony Kelly.
Again, Tony Kelly's been on the decade. Well, okay, well, Paul Conroy, yeah, fair enough. I'd say similar levels, if not more. But you're picking, like...
But that's what we're talking about.
Why would you not have names on the back of
because
hurlers?
You don't have to compromise tradition for commercial gain.
But it's not commercial.
It's to raise money. That's the crux thing it comes down to, raising
it's
money.
It's to raise awareness.
Money. Awareness equals more interest equals whatever buy-in. It's money. That's what it comes down to. You're doing it for money. That's why they're doing it on the back of the Ireland jerseys. For money. It's not for anything else. It's not to bring up who the players are. It's for money. We'll be honest about that. Like,
I think that's a very cynical way of looking at it.
It's a truthful way of looking at it.
It's not. It's a great shout. In my opinion, it's a brilliant shout. It's like you become so much more even subconsciously familiar with all the players, with the names in the jersey. They should also... in hurling, like, have a graphic of the player who just scored a point pop up for TV viewers.
You can
like,
do that. The production package, that's a different thing.
Also,
I don't mind
that's
about that.
Fine.
That's
like,
at the TV production, everything
I can't
else,
believe
that's
they
fine.
Used to do it.
I'm getting messages in here.
No, but
I'm getting Roy Larmour. Love nothing more than McManus 15 on the back of my Manhattan jersey.
Yeah, look, that's fine. I don't think it's something, I like, it's old fashioned, but I do like the fact that you inhabit it for as long as you inhabit it and then it goes on to someone else.
Yeah. That's fine.
Don't think you need to put a name on the back of it.
You have the name on the back of the jersey for this week, but that's all.
Well, the practicalities of it will be explained to us, to me, by saying, well, I mean, it changes every week. Like,
so name them squad numbers 0 to 26.
And even if number 23 is starting, keep it.
Yeah.
Club shops then.
That's your number for the start of the year and away you go.
I don't think, even if it is for commercial growth, I wouldn't even look at that cynically because it would still grow the game. It would still help
hurling
familiarity.
People don't want the game to grow outside the five teams who might be able to win in case somebody gets competitive.
We're dancing around that question.
I'm not from within those counties.
Well, you're a Limerick. You were a Limerick hurling person.
I'm from that, but I'm from Sligo.
Yeah.
And some of the best days I've had in Croke Park watching Sligo win against Armagh, winning the minor trophies.
Football?
No, hurling. the minor trophies. Don't do it like that. It's nothing to do with whoever you want hegemony at the top. I don't care about that
and
at all.
And none of the Sligo lads deserve us to know who they are.
You wouldn't know who they are anyway because you're not watching it.
But the names but will
we might
help.
Have some hope.
They will
the
help.
Guy who scores 3-9 in the final if you stick his name on his back.
You go on to Scorpio, you can see they'll lay him out
it's
the names.
They won't. They won't in the Sligo Armagh hurling match.
People don't go out of their
way. People don't go out of their way.
Club matches then.
Club matches, okay, what the hell are they supposed to do with club matches? What do you care about club matches in Carlow or Antrim or whatever else? Like, it's not your
paying
attention.
I think Neil McManus scored 3-9 at the weekend and nobody's paying attention.
It was on RTÉ too. Like, what do you want?
I can't understand how, on the off chance that we might make some money from this down the line, it's always bad.
It's not that it's always bad. It's just, I don't think, it's the same thing when you go back to the thing, Cork selling away the name for Páirc Uí Chaoimh. And things like this. I don't agree with that. I don't think money has to be the base thing of everything that we do in sport. It can just be sport for sport's sake.
Do you think that the casual fans who watch don't get any benefit from having the names on jerseys? The people who come for watch the All-Ireland semi-finals and finals. The audience, as we know, doubles or triples for those big games on TV. And you've no interest in bringing them in or bringing them on the story of these people. So you've obviously quoted the most famous hurlers from that Clare team. But like the new lads who played unbelievably well in the All-Ireland final, who maybe you don't know, or the kind of second or third tier of Clare hurlers who are just coming to the public's attention. You think that it's a bad idea for the casual fans to have access to their names on the back of the jersey?
Where are the names being hidden? All these things are very easily accessible.
They're not.
If people are at all interested.
There's a melee in the middle of the field and it's the 13, the 11, the 7 and the 8 together. And you're like, which one's he again? Oh, I'm gonna go away and open the papers and find the papers and there's a goal scored.
It's on your phone.
I missed the goal.
It's on your phone.
But no, I get that.
Why
do
I have to look at this? Why did you just give it to me?
Why does everything have to be so simplified? Why is people
so
afraid?
But that itself, sorry, no, but that question itself is the answer to the question. Simplify
what?
It to make
Why?
It easier for people, right? Because so you're
because not everybody is immersed in every single
and I think we're overthinking how people consume sport. They just want the convenience. So the Scorpio example is interesting, right? And that's absolutely true. You can find out all this information if you want to, but it is slightly more effort, like, and people don't want that effort. And also, to your point, especially in a game of hurling, how fast it is now, how many scores there are. If you look away for 5 seconds, like, you're probably missing something. You don't want to look away. So you just want the name and the number right there and you're like, oh yeah, I know that guy.
I don't understand what the end point... I know that. So what now? What's the next thing with that?
Instantly become more familiar. So a fella scores in a club game...
You won't know his face. You know names and I know names and we all know names here of different hurlers across the country and they could walk in the room, we wouldn't know who they are because they're wearing helmets.
Yeah, yeah.
The name itself doesn't guarantee any sort of familiarity. It doesn't. You know what I mean?
It helps.
It definitely does. I would say definitely.
The next time we see them play with that same helmet and that same name, we're like, oh, that's the guy who did
and
the
then,
thing.
Then you Google.
Who are you not knowing?
Then you Google and you're like, oh yeah. Straight away, right? If a fella scores 2-6 in a club game that you happen to show on TG Cahir.
Do you know 1-26 of the top 8 hurling teams in the country? 1-26, you could tell us.
Of course not.
So,
do you know 1-26 of the top 20 or the top 10 teams in the Premier League? No, of course not.
Well, you'd know the vast majority of Premier League players.
You wouldn't.
Most people would know.
I'm not being silly about it, but you don't know. You're pretending as if there's one thing that we know because the names are there. We don't know them.
The Premier League play 38 league games a year. They're on TV 4 times a week playing Champions League and highlights and YouTube. There's a vast difference in how much we know those players than there is GAA players. And anything we can do to help people come along this journey to go, these players are amazing, you should know about this person, it's incredible, he's done this thing, and you're like, was he the 13 or is he the 11? I can't remember.
This is nonsense. I cannot understand what difference that makes as if, oh, I know now this is the 13.
Well, can we ask the same question but go back to rugby? Were you in favour of that? The half the teams that did have the names in a jersey for the Six Nations this year?
I just think it looks silly. Maybe it's just because it's unusual, but I just...
They might have said that if I had this conversation with you in November 1993, you might have been saying the same thing about the Premier League.
Almost certainly, yeah. Almost certainly. I think that rugby has that strange thing where the positions are still referred to an awful lot by the numbers. And if you have what are in effect squad numbers, then Sam Prendergast is coming in this weekend as the 10 wearing 22.
Yeah,
it'll require a, like, that's not, I'm not as invested in that. I don't,
yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying it. That's
but to that point, just to give one random example back to football, because that's where the names are in the jerseys. Michael Ballack is number 13 and, you know, started number 8 every midfield, every game. But, like, that was his squad number. So the Pendergast thing could be, like, he is number 21.
But he won't be, because he could be dropped out of that. Like, Michael Ballack, like, there's a degree in there, and I appreciate it. It's an example.
Yeah, okay, I get you. Yeah, Pendergast might be in the next squad, and then someone's going to have to inherit 21. Okay, yeah. We're not in control of that so much, like, because this is, we're talking about international team there, but also for Leinster it could be the same idea, exactly the same idea, Ballack, right?
But the same problem will emerge, because they don't, if he is playing for Ireland, they won't play as much for Leinster, so someone else will be in that jersey. So what, you know what I mean?
But I don't think they're going to go to squad numbers in rugby. I don't think they will. I think they're going to stick with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 being in the, those positions.
I'd be interested to know if that is the case. I'd be very interested to know in how sustainable that is. In terms of, like, what that actually means, are those jerseys reusable afterwards? Can they be, or are they specifically, is that one and done? Or is that the case? Maybe that's the case, that already is the case.
Well, they keep their jerseys
every single time, is it?
Yeah, it's not okay. You that's your jersey. Like, you get two jerseys.
Okay, well, that makes no difference. So, but it's just an interesting side note.
I think the hurling debate is that
they're not giving the jerseys back after the games.
Well, I don't know. Like, they would in the GA, I think. Are they keeping them all the time? I don't know.
You swap jerseys after. You see the lads swapping jerseys after.
I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs. I'm not. That isn't happening right across the country.
It's funny. We ended up at hurling here. It was actually supposed to be rugby. But I mean, the problem with hurling is they're hidden from plain view. Like, and this is absolutely not the case in rugby. And you'll say, like, American football, they're also hidden from plain view. But there's definitely a knowledge of the players there.
Well, they also take their helmets off on the sideline, and they cut to the sideline for the superstars all the time. So that's the.
Well, it's just an overall slicker production for obvious reasons. Yeah. But, sorry, this was supposed to originally be about rugby. But the hurling one's very interesting for me. I think it's a no-brainer putting the names in the back of intercounty players' jerseys, at least.